I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
That take you back to like the mid-90s for us?
Oh, I heard that last when I did the when we did throwback vibes for WrestleMania 14. I missed that theme.
It's a theme. Isn't like
the it's actual retro, version? It's a really retro.
And the actual version of it isn't even like it's just them screaming WrestleMania over and over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like WrestleMania. It's
very welcome creative. To WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, Vince McMahon yelling at me.
It's that weekend, the weekend of the year that...
It's Christmas!
All fake sports enthusiasts aspire to reach. And the first week of April means it's WrestleMania time.
It's like, it's our World Cup, our Super Bowl, our Stanley Cup, our World Series.
It is our Quidditch Cup.
Yes.
Do you not like that one?
Hmm.
You're such a muggle for us.
Quite.
All right, so... Des Delgadillo and through the magic of Skype, Sherlock Homeboy.
Oh, by the way,
the lowdown.
Thank fudge, it's Flipping Friday.
Indeed. I've always wanted to do a Friday show so we could say that. And now that we had the chance, I forgot.
Well, I said it.
So thank you, Faraz, for reminding me. I'm just so, you know, every year it builds. It's like the build in the wrestling world crescendos. To this point right here, and now we're 2 days out from the biggest 4 hours of wrestling of the year. And what's better about that is it's not so much even WrestleMania anymore. It's all the stuff that's around it now.
There's so much going on around, not only just with the WWE. And you know what amplifies this a little bit more is the fact that this is the first WrestleMania that's going to be on their network. It's going to be interesting to see if that server can hold out.
It will not.
Of course it won't.
I'm worried. I'm so afraid of...
This is why I paid my $17.95.
Did you... well, okay, but in the UK, it's only like... What is it? £18 or something?
Yeah, $17.95.
Yeah, so here it's like $70 for the pay-per-view. And it's just a... I don't know. I don't want...
Well, how are you watching? Are you going to watch it on the network?
Yeah, we're going to watch it on the network, but we're going to have... If things start going badly on the network, we're going to split the pay-per-view bill because it's going to be, I believe, like 3 or 4 of us. So
we'll, $20 each or something?
We'll do something. Yeah, but I mean, I'm afraid, man, because this is the first year that you're making such a big investment in your internet technology. And if this internet network is expected to... hold the traffic of 800,000 domestic viewers, which is what WrestleMania typically does, you might be in for a rude awakening.
Well, this is it. And they've been lucky so far. Well, they had a few problems at the beginning, but it's held up so far.
Well, I've noticed like there are periods where you don't expect people to be watching. It's like I watched, it was an NXT, not the arrival show. It was like 2 weeks after the debut.
We've had the Redemption, which was on last week, right?
It was something like that.
Yeah.
So I was watching NXT, and the thing was freezing and buffering like crazy. And I know it's not my internet because my internet's pretty bitching, but the thing is buffering and it's skipping and it's like, it can't, you know, this
How's
is
the on-demand service? Just out of curiosity.
The on-demand service is fine. I've never had a big problem with the on-demand stuff. I watched WCW's
Uncensored
for Throwback Vibes, and I didn't have a single issue with that.
There you go.
But it's the live feed that gives me the issue, and that's
because it is the first WrestleMania, and it's the first pay-per-view that they're going to have on that. That server is going to be smashed.
Yeah, but you know, if they get the quota that they're hoping for, then at least 500,000 people are going to be trying to watch that show at the same time. And things cannot go well when that happens. I just don't think we've reached that point yet in our capability and our technology capabilities that we can have 500,000 simultaneous viewers on something.
Okay, how much do New Japan usually get? Because they use Ustream, right?
Yes, I think they usually do like 50,000 in Japan, and was like not even 1,000 in the U.S. Mm. So it's a huge viewership in Japan.
It's interesting because you've got all the other sports are doing, you know, have their own. So I don't know. I mean,
Yeah, you look at MLB TV, and that was their quota, right? MLB TV. But the thing is, you don't have 500,000 people watching a single baseball game. The benefit to MLB TV is they're like,
I mean, that's on demand, right?
Well, it's like there are 15 different baseball games going on at one time. So that's 15 different streams to choose from. This is going to be one single stream, hoping to get all those people watching at the same time.
On one website. You've got to realize the website is going to be slow as hell. So
I wish
the traffic on WWE.com that day is going to be ridiculous.
What really bothers me more than anything, though, is they haven't addressed it once. Like, you have on Raw, when they're trying to sell the network to you and they're saying, come watch it, it works great, you get the free week, you know, whoop-de-doo.
Well, the trial is over now, so yeah.
Okay, yeah, the trial's done. They're trying to sell this to you. Not once have they said, we've fortified our servers, we've added things since the last time that it didn't work. They haven't shown us any improvements, anything they've done, which leads me to believe that they haven't done anything.
Which is a worry, isn't it?
It's something to worry about.
Especially if they're planning to roll it out across the pond, so to speak.
Oh, it's only going to get worse.
Quite. Yeah. Because we will hit that stream hard. If we're not going to pay $17.99, we can pay $9.99 a month.
Yeah, you Brits and your you need those $8, those £8, so you can buy.
Yeah, I can buy a chicken sandwich. I don't know.
So we can buy our tea and our puddings.
So I can go and buy myself a nice cream cake.
What the fuck is it? Isn't a cream cake just a cake?
With cream on it.
But all cream is just the filling, though.
Yeah, you can have cream on top of the cake.
So instead of frosting, you have cream on it?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
You've never tried a cream cake.
I think cream cream is a good filling. It's not a good topping for the cake. You know?
We're delving into culture my pop territory.
This is the wrong show.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about the internet, and there are a lot of things to watch on the internet this weekend, thanks to one Gabe Sapolsky. He's put together the WWN Live Experience, which is the complement to the big one, which is WrestleMania. And
it's basically WrestleCon without the con.
Yeah, essentially. So last year what you had was WrestleCon, and that was Gabe. That was not Ring of Honor, but Chikara.
Well, Ring of Honor had their show, so you could really... They kicked it all off, really.
But they didn't work with high spots.
No, they didn't. Did. Well, they wouldn't, would they?
No. So it was Gabe, it was Chikara, which is Quack, it was Shimmer, which was Prezak and Danger, and Kaiju, and CZW.
Didn't New Japan have a show that year, too?
Yes, and they're having one...
Starting something ridiculously at 8 a.m.?
Yeah. Well, they have one every year this time. They're having one, I think, Sunday morning, too.
See, look...
It's I just previewed the show last week with PW Ponderings, and I don't remember a single match on the show. This week has been nuts. Channeling your Bad News Barrett over there.
Absolutely.
That's nice. Nah, man, but there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. So you have WrestleCon, which is the high spot shows, and those aren't going to be on internet pay-per-view as far as I can tell.
But they will be released on DVD a month, probably down the line.
Yeah. Which is bad news, Barrett, man, because look at this. I'm going to just name one match, and you're going to be enthralled with this WrestleCon card. Sid Vicious versus...
Wait. The Sid Vicious?
The Sid Vicious.
You mean Psycho Sid Justice?
Yeah, I know. Psycho Sid Vicious. If he shows up...
Well, quite.
Yeah.
He has a history of that.
Doug Gilbert.
He's still alive?
If that doesn't have match of the year written all over it, I don't know what does.
What are we watching? Starrcade 2000? Who booked that?
There's a sad, sadistic part of me that just really wishes I could watch that show live.
Who booked that? I want to know who booked that.
The High Spots guys.
They couldn't get anybody else?
It's a fun match. It's going to be one match on a card of things, and a card that has Kevin Steen versus Masato Tanaka on it. It's good counterpoint.
There's counterpoint, and then there's counterpoint, Des.
There's got to be something for everyone. You can't tell me you watch wrestling and not want to watch a train wreck every once in a while.
You saw Sid on Raw the year before last? Or was it last year? He can't even move.
Well, you know, they don't have to have a long match. They could just, like, point at each other in menacing fashion for a while.
Well, there's no 3MB involved. They can't kill people.
Dude, there are so many indie geeks in New Orleans right now.
You got the Mid-South crew there, too.
That's true. So much could happen. I don't know. I don't mind it. In fact, I'm actually kind of excited to see what kind of...
Have our good friends at CZW got a show?
Yeah, they're actually a part of the WrestleCon show, so they'll be doing things. They actually don't have their own show. They're just having...
That's strange, because they always have a... they're another one that always have a show around this time.
I think what they're doing now is instead of doing a promotion-specific show, they're just putting their matches onto the High Spots WrestleCon cards. So tonight we have a card, and then tomorrow afternoon there's a card, and then
they should put it on YouTube.
If you're there live, you get to see things like Marty DeRosa's show, Cole Cabana's stand-up show. Just like, if you're a New Orleans man and you're a wrestling fan,
this is the time.
You don't even have to go to WrestleMania to have a good time. It's just,
and then
like,
you had JR last night.
Yeah, is he doing more?
I think he's got one more show tonight, I think.
Cool, good for him. And Steve Austin was there too, so that's kind of...
Well, breaking news here, Steve Austin is apparently, and the word is, he will be at WrestleMania XXX.
You know, as soon as people made that announcement, the rumor mill got going.
Quite.
You know
how the rumor mill is. Yeah, and there's also that speculation that CM Punk is going to do something.
Well, that was...
I referenced this to you on the old Twitter machine the other day.
Yes, there are a couple CM Punk rumors. Okay, but my favorite is that Austin will be out there. Austin's going to come out, do his Austin
do his thing.
Yeah, and then CM Punk is going to come out and set up the match that I've been wanting to see since 2005 when CM Punk signed to WWE in the first place.
Remember that promo that someone made?
Oh, that promo. Dude, I got to find that promo again. That got me so hyped for what never was.
Exactly. It was Flair Hogan from 92 that didn't happen.
Yeah. It's one of those.
Did I just say that?
No, that's the match. Like, that's the one. That's wrestling's biggest failure in my mind. There are a lot of things that have gone wrong promotion wise in this silly business
that we love.
But not doing Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan at their peak.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah. That's the biggest mistake you could possibly make. But. Can't go back now.
Well, no. Ric Flair is a Hall of Famer and Hulk Hogan. No, Ric Flair is a double Hall of Famer and Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan sold his ring to Abyss in TNA.
Did he really?
No, he didn't sell it. Do you remember he gave it away because Abyss
did something? And then he had like shitty superpowers?
Yeah.
Oh, God, TNA.
Idiot. Why would you compromise your Hall of Fame ring? You idiot.
Why would the ring give you superpowers?
Hey, it's a WWE Hall of Fame ring.
I just remember he would start coming out and he would like beat up guys. Yeah. And all of a sudden he had like the Power Rangers music. It was just so wacky.
It was always weird, wasn't it? This was the same time, around the same time that Samoa Joe got kidnapped. He doesn't remember it, but he got kidnapped.
He got kidnapped and he got the tattoo on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Why are we...
I hate TNA.
I don't think they're running the show this weekend. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. We also got Supercard of Honor, which we'll see eventually.
So, what Ring of Honor have decided to do is to not do pay-per-views anymore. Because
until May.
Their pay-per-views suck. They announced that they will be doing a Ustream one in May. I feel like that's more of a New Japan decision.
Will it be in English, though?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, there'll be Ring of Honor shows.
Yes.
But we're not getting Supercard of Honor tonight, which makes me very sad because...
I loved Supercard of Honor last year. Wasn't it so good?
It was very good.
Until the end where it buffered?
It buffered for the finish. You remember that?
Yes.
I've been so out of like with Ring of Honor for the past couple of months. But if there's one thing they've done a great job of building, it's this thing with Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole.
Yes. And by the way, Jay Briscoe's promo is awesome.
He's an amazing human being, isn't he?
Yes.
I wish he loved gay people, because if he did, he'd be in WWE right now.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
They'd have to tone him down.
Yeah. I challenge Jay Briscoe to cut a promo without cursing, because I feel like he could do it and it would be really good.
Him and Kevin Steen can't do it either.
Yeah, but Kevin Steen can at least be funny. Like, comedy's a good crutch for him. He doesn't have to curse.
Oh yeah, but Briscoe is just expressively angry. He's meat without the humor.
Yeah, he's gonna have to spend a lot of time at the NXT promo mirror.
Yes.
But all right, so they've done a great job building this thing up, and they're doing a ladder war tonight, which
I
is
love
always
ladder war. Ladder war is one of my favorite gimmick matches.
It's always spectacular,
isn't it?
If you want to think of ladder war, think of a ladder match only more warlike, and you've got ladder war.
That's the best way you could explain it.
Yeah.
Think TLC without the table and chairs.
Replace the tables and chairs with more ladders.
With more ladders. Yeah.
If you want to know what a ladder war is, see finish of last ladder war, where
yes,
Kevin Steen set up El Generico on a ladder, and he bridged two other ladders underneath that ladder, and then he pile drove him onto the ladder bridge.
Final battle, by the way, if you want to go and look it up.
Awesome. And you can now watch El Generico on NXT if the network is working at that particular time.
Anyway, yeah.
So anyway, no limit of stuff to get your fill on for WrestleMania weekend, and I'm not going to cover any of it. I'm watching all of it as a fan this weekend, just like you. But if you want to get all the coverage and the results and stuff, the guys at pwponderings.com are doing a wonderful job, as always, of covering all that, as well as the Super 8 and the World Tag Grand Prix, which are also happening. Mm. Which is why are you doing
that? Is that like the old school Crockett Cup, Tag Team Cup?
It's similar.
Eh.
Except you have Oleg the Usurper and the Lithuanian Snow Troll.
I love those guys. The Lithuanian Snow Troll.
And the Proletariat Boar of Moldova.
Right, okay.
I can't wait for Chikara to come back.
I want Chikara back. Where are my ant friends? I miss them.
I do. I miss the ants. But anyway, that's
aren't some of the ants on Twitter?
They are. You can follow them. I don't remember their Twitter.
Missile Assault Ant. I love Missile Assault Ant. It's a great name.
Arctic Rescue Ant. Why? That's my only reaction to that, was when Link brought out these guys, and I know what the gimmick was, it was a parody or whatever, but it's just why? Why are you doing this?
Missile Assault is still my favorite, though. I don't know.
Yeah, what was the other one? It was like Space something.
Space, oh, yes.
Orbit Adventure Ant. Orbit Adventure Ant.
One more month and they're back.
Sounds like an 80s sci-fi movie. Orbit Adventure.
Oh, help me. There's the Orbit Adventure Ant.
That was my favorite movie.
You know, that was the one where the ants had other ants.
Dude, I have all the ants trading cards.
Oh, no, but I have the ants action figures and they're still in the box.
Keep his shit in a box. All right, man. There is wrestling.
Let's go back to WrestleMania.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that if you want to watch men in tights fight, you can this weekend. The option is available to you.
And you've also got the pageantry of the famed Hall of Fame.
Yes. So I'll be watching that tomorrow, because
that's going to buffer as hell too.
Oh my God. That's going to be the test right there. Yeah. If that thing buffers, I'm just going to tell my homies, let's just pay for this.
It's quite a decent Hall of Fame this year. You know how sometimes you have weak Hall of Fames? And I don't mean any disrespect to people that are in the Hall of Fame.
You disrespecting my homie Drew Carey?
Quite. Wait, he was inducted the same year Shawn Michaels was.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe it wasn't a bad Hall of Fame. Shawn Michaels has the honor of sharing his Hall of Fame induction with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Arguably the best wrestler in the world sharing his Hall of Fame induction. Drew Carey.
Well, quite. Well, didn't Mike Tyson share his with the Horseman and Edge?
Yeah, but I mean, Tyson deserved to be it, you know?
Well, who've we got this year, right? Let's look at it.
Who got inducted with Coco Beware? Because that, if I'm that guy, I'm pissed.
Why?
I got inducted the same year as Coco Beware.
Didn't Austin get inducted that year?
Was it? I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, I think Austin got inducted that year.
Well, there you go. It's an up and down Hall of Fame.
You know who I felt sorry for? Rocky Johnson. He got inducted, but everyone cared that The Rock was inducting him. Like, no one cared it was Rocky Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, poor Rocky Johnson. All right, so the Hall of Fame this year.
So we got Mr. T. Right. I think that's deserved, personally.
I think it's long overdue, but I think it makes sense now. It's the 30th one, so they're doing it.
Razor Ramon. Which, ironically, it's Razor Ramon, not Scott Hall. Let's get it right.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
On Twitter, didn't we? Yeah.
Oh, was it on Twitter? I've been talking to a lot of people about this. So, you know, you put...
Razor Ramon, who had two matches
WWE. You put this guy in the Hall of Fame, and you just conveniently skip over the part where, you know, he just kind of revolutionized...
He left you?
Where he just kind of, you know, revolutionized the whole business of professional wrestling. Just kind of skip that part.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. And the fact that Razor Ramon had two matches in the WWE, two good matches, two. He didn't do anything else. Two good matches with Shawn Michaels.
Well, there you go.
If you're going to induct him, why don't you induct Diesel as well? Just saying.
I'm sure that's coming. Diesel, though, not Kevin Nash.
Yeah, Diesel. Not Kevin Nash. Diesel.
Let's be clear here.
Because if you recall, it was Diesel who was the 11th-month reigning WWE champion, not Razor Ramon. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, there you go.
Like, and you've seen the Shawn Michaels. People have said Shawn Michaels had a match with a ladder, basically. Which he did, if you think about it.
You think they'll bring back Kevin Nash and induct Kevin Nash, and in the video they'll have the infamous texting angle of 2011?
Oh, really? Oh, no. See, now, this is it. Who's going to induct Razor Ramon? Is it going to be Kevin Nash?
It should be.
But it won't be, because in storyline, they didn't do anything. So who's going to induct him? Shawn Michaels?
That's true. I guess.
The click?
Well, no, DDP's doing Jake Roberts, isn't he?
Is he?
He should just do them both. They should, you know.
You're going to have the click. You're going to have Sean Waltman do it. Triple H isn't going to do it.
That's a good question. They haven't announced all the inductors yet.
I don't think so. I haven't seen it. All I know is Trish is doing what's her face?
Lita.
Yeah. Lita. Huh.
Usually they have a list of all the inductors. If they do, and we're just being idiots, let me know on Twitter.
Let us know, yeah.
At Des Delgadillo. Because, yeah, that's. They usually
Warrior wants Linda to do it, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's official, but I think that's probably what's going to happen.
And we're going to assume that Hogan is doing Mr. T.
Yeah.
Although,
although I thought it should be Roddy because they...
By the way, Roddy Piper was brilliant this week, to say.
Did you think so? Okay, because I watched that segment and it was like, this needs to end immediately.
You know what's hilarious? Sheamus is... brilliant. This is okay. Yeah, Miz. Oh, hi, Roddy. Yeah, Miz.
I don't know. That segment was just awful. I just so many things about it. That made
Roddy
me want to
was
watch.
Just funny
this,
though. I just thought he was funny.
That made me want to watch the Battle Royal less. Than
well, quite.
Before. Does Roddy do stand up?
He should though, shouldn't he?
Comedy tours. He should.
No, he should. But yeah,
that dude has so many stories to tell. I've been watching the Legends show.
It's brilliant. I've heard about this. I want to watch it.
He's great, man. And they're all old. Like, they were all taped, like, in 2007, but they have really
cool
things.
Yeah, these are the ones, you know, JR and Mean Gene did them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have cool stuff like Factions. It's a good one for the nerd because it's not, like, it's not from the WWE slanted perspective. It's very
No, this is for the mark.
Yeah. It's for us.
They tried to release a couple of them on DVD, but they didn't sell very well, so that's why they didn't like release them more.
Yeah.
Well, good. So yeah,
more for us.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah.
So you got Warrior going in.
Warrior's going in. He's going to close it.
Yeah, I think that's the big one. Warrior. Jake Roberts going in.
That's a big one. I genuinely the one that's interesting is who's going to induct Paul Bearer. I'm assuming Kane, just because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Undertaker doesn't go to the Hall of Fame.
By the way, just because you brought that up, I think it was last week, the week before the Go Home to Mania.
When they chanted happy birthday.
If you were there and you chanted happy birthday, you're like my best friend. That was the best.
You know, Undertaker wants to smile, but he can't.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Almost as awesome as them chanting happy birthday to Kevin Steen a month before his birthday. anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so you're assuming Kane's going to do that one, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Unless the Undertaker does make an appearance, because it's...
That would be weird. And then Brock kills him.
Not the Hall of Fame.
Hey, it's Brock Lesnar. He does what he wants.
He might not even be there.
Well, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to waste one of his dates being on, you know.
Attacking a man in his Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, he's looking at his contract now. Do I have to be there?
Because I really don't want to be. I want to hunt.
Yeah, I want to. Do I have to? Is it a part of my date? Hang on,
yeah, because I can imagine Brock Lesnar just doing that. Yes, in a very calm way. Like, let's see here. Do I have to? Okay, all right. By the way, I think he's trolling us with that baby scream. He's doing it on purpose now.
Why are they allowing him to talk? Is my thing, but we'll get to that in a second.
Who else going in the Hall of Fame? Lita.
Lita. And there is someone else, and I don't know who we're forgetting.
Yeah, I don't know. We should have taken better notes, but whatever.
No, I think we covered all of them actually.
Yeah, let me put you on the spot before we move on to actual WrestleMania, because USA likes to do they like to take the Hall of Fame and then cut it down, put it on like an hour broadcast. Which is such a bullshit move, because these guys have so many great stories to tell. Let's give them an hour of airtime. Who do you think is going to make the hour broadcast?
I'm assuming that Mr. T will make it.
All right.
Mr. T will definitely make it, just because, yeah. I think Lita will make it, personally. Yeah,
unfortunately. Warrior's closing, so I think that's a given.
Warrior, yeah, the closing one will always make it. And then you're going to Paul Bearer will make it.
You don't think he will?
Yeah. You gotta have Jake Roberts in there.
I think just the visual of having Jake Roberts there is enough to have him on.
I don't think Razor will make it either.
Mm. Yeah, what, you think?
Because Triple H in high places.
No, I don't think those two things are connected at all.
You don't think so? Not in this case. For once, no, you're not gonna blame Triple H for this.
I'm not gonna. For once, I will not blame Triple H.
Are you going to tweet Triple H your displeasure?
That's the best hashtag in the history of social media.
It's his own fault, though, isn't it?
It is his own fault. I wanted him to go on Twitter and just, like, be a total heel and just start, like, giving people advice on their
things. And reply to people.
Yeah, like, my coffee machine's broken, and he should be like, have you tried have you tried resetting it and, like, adjusting the settings? Like, oh.
My laptop was broken. Have you tried unplugging it? Plug it back in again.
Have you tried a hard reset? Thank you, Triple H.
I thought you didn't know how to use a computer.
Well, you've come a long way from learning how to follow
use a phone
and learning how to follow Shawn Michaels.
That was the best tweet in the history of life. It took me 3 days.
Oh man!
Speaking of which, he's not doing anything. He's Mr. WrestleMania, Des.
Is he not at the show?
I don't know. No, I think he's doing his charity stuff. You know, the thing he does every year?
Nope.
You know when he gives away a ticket and spends time with the person who wins and blah, blah, blah?
No. Why don't you enter that raffle, though?
Because I'm all the way here.
So? You would not fly out to hang out with Shawn Michaels?
That's a good point, Des.
Yeah. You should do it.
Yeah. Well, if I don't go, I'll give you my ticket there. Go on. Yeah. Just make sure you get me a picture.
I don't even know what I would ask Shawn Michaels. Just like,
I don't know what I'd ask him. Yeah, I'd be all, it's Shawn Michaels.
Why are you so great? Okay, bye.
See, how do you kick people?
Ric Flair, like, I know what I would say to Ric Flair. I would say, let's party, and then I would party with Ric Flair. But I can't party with Shawn Michaels.
He's Shawn Michaels.
Yeah,
he's got kids, and you know. Well, sorry, it's Ric Flair, but they're grown.
Ric Flair parties with his kids.
Yeah.
Come on. That's my one goal in life, is to party with
Ric Flair. With Ric Flair.
Mick Foley had his WrestleMania raffle, which is like a charity thing. And
yeah, it's the same thing that a lot of them do it.
This is a long setup to talking about WrestleMania, but
it is. I think it's irrelevant, though.
He has a WrestleMania raffle, and there's like so much shit that you could have won in this raffle. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, he even, beyond WrestleMania, he also included like tickets to Disney World and hotel. And
a lot of them like put tickets, like they give you tickets to the Hall of Fame Mania and the following Raw.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he also set stuff up with Ring of Honor, too. So it's like,
does he still have good contacts with him? I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I think he does.
Hmm.
So anyway, I would have applied for the raffle or put my $10 in if I could also just like drink with Ric Flair. That would be best.
I want to do a podcast after that night.
Yes. So would I.
I'd be the one hosting, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
By the way, we're not doing a show straight after WrestleMania, so I won't be exhausted. Just saying.
Yes. Okay, yeah, because last year
He was a heel.
I was very heelish. I mean, Fraz, poor Sherlock Holmboy, stay up until, what was it, like 3 a.m.?
Five?
And then... three
from. The show finished at 4.
Okay, at 4. And then get on at 4 and do the WrestleMania post show for the website.
And go and listen to that show. You'll never hear me so... I didn't say much.
You were more awake than you purport to be. You were doing good. Yeah, you were, and maybe you were just on autopilot, but you're all right. You're a professional.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, let's talk about this show. There's the main event.
Yeah, okay. So this is a show on Sunday, WrestleMania.
Yeah, I only just did this show. By the
6 hours of shit. It's ridiculous.
7 hours. Seven.
Is it seven? Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. It was a push show, too.
Yeah.
That's...
What are they trying to do exactly? Because I don't know how much of Raw you watched. They're doing a red carpet thing for the Hall of Fame ceremony. A red carpet.
Oh yeah, and the sad thing is, I'll probably watch it. But yeah,
you know, if I had the network, I'd watch it too. I'm not gonna lie. So, what are you wearing today?
yeah, all right, Jake Roberts. What color snake are you?
Where's Damien?
Oh shit. Yeah,
I hope they don't let Damien loose in that auditorium.
A 6-hour presentation on Sunday. Some of it on the network. It's ridiculous. All of it's going to be on the network.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what they should have done? They should have just aired every WrestleMania for the next 2 days. Just every single one on a stream.
That would have been great. Yeah.
I know, right?
Just done it all week. WrestleMania stuff. They made a push, by the way, on the Raw. They're like, watch on the network, and then really fast, like, call your satellite and cable provider. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I heard that. Twitterface made an appearance on Raw, too,
he did,
by the way.
He was there. He's gonna be on the Saturday show next week.
You and him have a beef, right?
We need to talk some stuff out, man. I don't know.
Anyway, let's not give him any more airtime.
So this pre-show is gonna be a 2-hour pre-show, so... They have
whoever's doing the Renee Young and someone else.
And a bunch of talking and shit. So it's going to be a 2-hour pre-show with a grand total of one match on it.
Which is what?
In the entire...
It's the Usos. I feel so sorry for the Usos.
In the entire 2-hour frame, you've got the four-way. So it's the Usos defending against Rybaxel, the Real Americans, and Los Matadores.
How the hell did they...
How random is that?
I don't know. Like, how the hell did... What did they... How are they in the...
Why are they there and the Rhodes brothers are nowhere?
Quite.
That was a swerve for a swerve. For as there are swerves and then there are swerves.
There are swerves. And this is a swerve.
You go to hell. I don't know, man. Although, you know what? I like that the Usos have become established dudes. Like, there was a point there where
We were worried that they wouldn't be.
Yeah, but these guys are established. The fans love them. They like doing their shtick. And they're good champions.
They have good matches.
yeah, they're very good in the ring when they have their stuff that they can do. So, you know, they just won the titles, man. So I don't want to see them losing too soon. So I'm going to say the Usos.
I'm worried, though. I'm worried that they will lose.
To who can they lose it to? The Real Americans are breaking up. Rybacksel or Rybacksel. And come on.
Well, but this is it. To give Rybacksel something, I'm hoping creative aren't that stupid.
I don't feel creative are feeling like they need to give Rybacksel anything. They've been treated horribly over the last couple of weeks.
And so they should be. Have you seen them in the ring?
They're horrendous. Quite. It's just so boring. They're both just vapid chasms of non-charismatic goo. That's how I can describe those two.
Uncharismatic goo.
Vapid chasms of uncharismatic goo.
And do you recall that Ryback was the next big thing?
Yeah, I do. And it's very unfortunate. And also the Matadors are there.
Well, quite. So, and all anyone cares about the Matador is the Elter, whatever his name is.
And the fact that I hope to God that Cesaro does the giant swing
on yes.
Him. Yes. That's money. He just does it for like an hour. That's how they feel most of the pre-show is just him swinging him.
Swinging.
And then he
feels dizzy and falls down, but he gets back up again and does it again.
And they start the WrestleMania and they start the actual show. And then like the post show comes on and he's still swinging him. That'd be great.
you know what the travesty of the show is? The travesty of the show. Bad News Barrett isn't on the show.
That is in that load. Wasn't he so good on the? Oh, you didn't watch the panel, did you?
I saw him on Raw.
Yeah, yeah. He's good on the panel, man. He's good on the panel. He needs to do more fun things.
I like Alex Riley's new gimmick, too.
What, that he's...
The analyst?
I don't think that's a gimmick. I think that's just what he's doing now. Poor Alex Riley.
Like, he was the Miz's protege. He accompanied Miz at WrestleMania 20.
Yes,
what happened?
Yes, he was in the main event at WrestleMania, and now he's analyzing things. By the way, did you hear Tensai, they changed his name to, like, Jason, isn't it like it's like Jason Albert,
right?
Because they can't just call him Tensai. They need to.
They can't call him Albert either.
Just
A Train. Anybody? All right.
It's kind of bullshit.
Let's preview the show.
All right. So when the actual show begins, the 4-hour
extravaganza,
you're gonna open up with a 30 man onto the giant battle royal. Which
do you think they are though?
I feel I'm just looking at the card in order here, but I feel like they will, dude. It's a good way to get the show started.
I don't know. I think they might start with Brian versus Triple H.
Okay, see, we were gonna have this discussion. I think you're looking at it like from a tournament point of view, right? Like if you have a tournament match, you have it at the beginning so that they can come back and do whatever they do at the main event.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, if you recall at WrestleMania 10, mm-hmm. Bret Hart yes. and Owen opened the show.
Right.
And Bret Hart was going to have two matches that night because he won the Royal Rumble. You know how that went.
Yes. With however,
yeah.
I'm stealing your gimmick.
Ooh.
The idea that they're doing Triple H and Daniel Bryan. Like, Triple H is there as an obstacle to Bryan to keep him from the world title picture.
Yeah.
I feel like the Authority, their characters are like, they're such dicks that they're going to have the match in the semi-main event so that as soon as Bryan wins and he's like, fuck, Bryan's hurt. Aren't they playing up that, like, his shoulder? Messed up or something?
Yeah.
So it's like, Bryan's hurt. As soon as he wins... Oh, now he has to fight these other two dudes.
Like they did Vengeance when they had that tournament with Jericho, Rock, and Austin and them.
Sure, I don't remember that. But yeah,
of course he does.
I that's how I imagine it from the start, is them doing it that way.
But I think they should open the show with it, personally, because it gives... It gives you the thing, because if Triple H wins, he's not going to go straight into the main event. Do you see what I'm saying? He's going to want to rest.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think anybody's predicting Triple H to win here. And if you
I get that and I agree, but I still think they should open the show with it personally. But you're right; I think it will be the Battle Royal.
I think the Battle Royal is a good way to like set the pace for the show,
set the agenda.
Mm. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
Well, obviously they'll open the show with it because Hogan's going to do his hosting spiel.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's just going to say, "Let me tell you something, brothers."
And I want Bad News Barrett to come out and interrupt him.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, though.
I don't know if the plan is still for Alexander Rusev to win the Battle Royal.
I don't get that at all.
It's so very random.
Random, yes. Plan. And he's not even the NXT champion. He hasn't been the NXT champion.
No, he has not been.
I don't understand how he... Is this another one of those Vince likes the big guy thing?
No, I mean, it feels more like a Triple H thing to me. He's very plugged into the NXT thing.
Well, quite, but...
I don't mind Rusev at all. I just...
I don't really like the gimmick at the minute. I'm not feeling it. I don't... They tried to do this with what's-his-face, Kozlov, and they didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. But in NXT, it's a good gimmick. They just... the way they're presenting it right now on Raw is very obnoxious.
Mm.
Where they basically... She comes down, she talks, and then he talks.
And he kills someone that we don't care about.
They very well could just be replaying the same promo every week, and we just don't know. Like, that's how cut
and dry
it is.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the live crowd, we would think so.
Yes, it's very much like that. So I don't know if he's going to win it still, but it really
doesn't matter.
Well,
who else could win it? I mean, Sheamus? Christian?
I guess. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
As long as it's not The Miz.
Yeah, they do this Battle Royal every year. They just gave it a name this year.
Yeah, it's just a different name for it. And it's the 30th one, and they're going to have to pay... They want to pay respect to Andre the Giant, so fair play.
That's random, though, isn't it?
It is. I don't remember Andre the Giant being in any Battle Royal, though. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I know that they would do house shows, and it would be like Andre, and he would like do like 6-on-1 handicap matches. But
that's house shows.
It's just like... That's the only thing I could associate with Andre the Giant and Battle Royals.
It's like he didn't win the Royal Rumble, so you can't even attribute that one. You see what I'm saying?
It's so random. It's like it's not the anniversary of anything that Andre did. It's cool. I like Andre, but it's just like, can you maybe explain that a little more? I don't know. Like, why are you commemorating him now? Do the Mr. T Battle Royal?
Yeah, or the Hulk Hogan Battle Royal? Maybe not.
All right. So the Shield were supposed to break up a month ago. And then all of a sudden...
They are still going to break up, by the way.
Well...
Not now, though.
Yeah, not now. They're doing a babyface turn. I heard that they are actually now planning the breakup at SummerSlam time because they want to give them a good babyface run, which I think is awesome.
Is it, though?
Yes! It's amazing.
Because they're going to turn on Reigns eventually, right?
Well, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are going to turn on Reigns eventually. But I always thought, like...
What can you do with them? Like, that hasn't already been done. What can they do as baby faces? They're better at this gimmick, the Shield gimmick, as heels. What injustices are they going to defend as baby faces?
Well, that's the thing. They're baby faces already, but you can't tell because they're their exact same personas. They're you know, like, that's my favorite kind of character is when you're a bad guy... But now you're fighting other bad guys, so that makes you a good guy. And that's it. You don't have to change your character at all to appease people.
So the injustice in this case is that Kane was going to beat up Jerry Lawler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's not even the big thing. The big thing is Kane's been pissing him off, and so now they're going to kick his ass.
With the Outlaws?
Yeah. You know, you mess with the Shield, you get...
beaten up.
Yeah, that's it. That should be a slogan on a t-shirt.
You mess with the Shield, you get beaten up.
Roman Reigns saying that in that scary voice he does.
Yeah.
You're like, you can barely hear him because his voice is so bassy. So it's deep, like the mic doesn't even pick him up. He's like,
you know, I think this should have been on the pre-show. Just saying.
No. You need to have the Shield kill someone. Believe in the Shield. So yeah, it's
Kane's WrestleMania record is awful, by the way.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know the exact record?
No, I don't know the exact record, but his WrestleMania record is awful.
I was counting on you to know the record for us.
Hang on, I'm doing it in my head as we speak.
He's going through the math, but yeah, it's Shield and Kane and the Outlaws, and I don't know, man.
You know how many matches he's won at WrestleMania? Two.
Wow. That's not a lot.
That's ridiculous.
Compared to his brother, that is not many.
Quite. You know who got the luck in that family?
All right, the Vicky Guerrero has
Invitational
thing happening. So
it's basically the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, just with Vicky Guerrero's name in it.
Yeah, it's AJ, a bunch of chicks.
You know, somehow AJ's gonna win.
I guess
she shouldn't though.
I just don't care. I do.
I want Paige to come out and just kill everybody.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just for my own personal satisfaction. Yeah,
that'd be fine. I don't care what happens. I guess Naomi should.
She should win in theory.
Yeah, she kind of deserved it after Oksana just kind of, you know, ruined things and stuff. But
we'll, are you enjoying the new series of Total Divas, Des?
I actually haven't been watching it.
Ah,
I don't know if I have the.
Is it, well, I saw the clip on Raw where Natalia threw Eva Marie out of her property. Get off my property!
And I bet that made you never want to watch that show again.
Exactly.
I think Total Divas should just air with crowd noise because that made it so much better.
Yeah.
Ooh. We should just take crowd, like, the laughter out of sitcoms and put them into reality shows. I would watch so much more.
Oh, I know, right?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians with the laugh track would be amazing. All right.
Ooh.
But yeah, so AJ.
Someone will win. Tamina might win.
Oh, that's true. I hope not, though. What has she done lately?
Nothing. What has she done for me recently? Nothing. Yeah. Just because she's related to the Usos doesn't mean anything to me.
This is not the best undercard in the world for us. I'm looking at the things here, and
and we were saying this off air. Something has to go long.
I guess. I mean, my biggest fear, because WrestleMania, they have like this big week of stuff they do before, and they love showing you these packages. Like, hey, we built a playground, and then John Cena visited 1,000 hospitals, and then...
And then The Undertaker didn't do anything.
And then he
went, disappeared.
He held a fairy's hand as they hiked through the candy lollipop forest. And look, here's a video about it. I don't want all that stuff.
And then we're going to have the music. Someone's going to play something.
Ah, shit.
If it's Diddy, you're going to want to kill someone.
Didn't he change his name again for us?
He did.
Who is he now?
To the original.
He's Puff Daddy again?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All
right.
I feel old, Des. I genuinely feel old when I hear things like I can't keep up with all this anymore. By the way, Des is missing Lupe Fiasco for this.
Yeah, he's playing at the Dodger game on Sunday. The hell, man.
Oh, well, you get hey, hey, hey instead.
Hey, hey, hey. Competing between my two things that I enjoy in the sporting world. Fake sports and then the baseball.
And then you got the music added to it. And then, see, look, instead of that, you might get to see Kid Rock. I don't know who's going to play at WrestleMania this year. God, I hope it's not Kid Rock again.
Hasn't even played WrestleMania like 30... He's been like...
million times, yes.
Yeah. Basically.
I think he did WrestleMania 25 as well, yeah.
All right, so then you got Taker and Lesnar.
I enjoyed this build.
I don't...
Immensely.
This is like a build straight out of the like mid-90s Undertaker.
Yes.
It's so odd.
They've made Undertaker, like, you know how usually the Undertaker doesn't get into any physical altercations before WrestleMania's? Recently, anyway.
Yeah.
He's actually got physical with Lesnar. It's enhanced what this match is going to be.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the idea. Like, I know Lesnar got, like, the last word or whatever, but I don't like the fact that Undertaker's already beaten his ass a couple times. Like, that to me is something
Yeah, but you've got to realize that you got to make Taker look strong because the last couple of WrestleMania,
he hasn't, though.
You know he hasn't.
He doesn't have to look strong, dude. The number is his push. Like, that's
yes,
all
but
you got
to realize, remember, Brock Lesnar's killed everybody recently.
Yeah, so have him keep doing it. Isn't that why he's been killing people?
Well, you wanted to kill Mark Henry again?
Yes.
Where is Mark Henry anyway? He's
probably still dead. I don't know.
And Big Show?
I don't know. I thought I'm not the biggest fan in the world of this build. I'm going to enjoy the
match. I've enjoyed Paul Heyman in this build, though. He's been brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the match because it's two of my favorite guys, but it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but come on. Taker's promos have been amazing.
They've been okay. They've been Taker promos.
Hey, hey, hey. The one at the main event was brilliant.
That one took me back. That one took me back to like the ministry days, man. I've never been a big fan of Undertaker promos. They're very campy. They're very, you know, They're fun at times. I didn't really think this was the time to do that promo, but it was fun at the time. People keep comparing this to like the CM Punk build last year. They're like, this is no CM Punk build.
It's not.
Do I remember it the way everybody else does? Because I hated the CM Punk build.
Yeah, me too. Terrible. CM Punk's heart wasn't in that
CM
build.
CM Punk didn't want to do it. They brought Paul Bearer into who had just died. It's like, I was not into that build at all.
No. I'm with you. It was not a good build. The match made up for it.
Yeah, it was a great match. But up until that point, it was like, I kind of don't want to see this. You know? They really put a bad taste in my mouth.
And I hope that Lesnar did go to Undertaker's gym, and I hope they have worked on this match, because it could be something amazing.
I'm also sad that they didn't use Ariel Helwani's footage. Have you ever seen that interview where...
Yeah, I've seen it.
First of all, Undertaker did an interview. That's thing number one.
And he did it on a UFC show, yeah. Number two.
And he likes UFC and stuff, so it's fine, but he did it. And Brock Lesnar's just... randomly trying to confront him and stuff, and he's like, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, it's like Undertaker was giving an interview, he wasn't saying anything, he wasn't even doing anything.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, what the hell is your problem, Brock? Calm down. What's wrong with you? What?
This isn't even like a UFC owned thing. It's an Ariel Helwani is a wrestling fan. I think he would have helped him out.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Maybe that'll be one of the 30,000 videos they show on Sunday, though. We'll see.
They won't show it.
All right. Then John Cena versus the Eater of Worlds, Bray Wyatt. You know, I said I didn't really like the build for Taker and Brock.
This has been amazing.
This ruled. Bray Wyatt is awesome.
Because everybody needs a hero, Dez.
Everything about this has been great.
Bray Wyatt.
That video they did.
We were worried, like, at the beginning when he first came, we were kind of
Yeah.
He's yelling, he's not saying anything. Bray Wyatt is fantastic.
Yeah, he's fixed his shit. Yeah, my problem with Bray Wyatt was he came in and he said he would talk and say
riddles.
Cryptic things, and it's like, okay, but that doesn't mean it. Like, if you really look into what he's saying, he's not saying anything.
But remember, he was feuding with Kane at the time. So.
He's really, I think, figured out his character. So now he can do the Bray Wyatt thing, and he's being cryptic, but at the same time, he's actually selling the match, and he's telling a story, and that he's done an amazing job here with John Cena.
Oh, by the way, going back to the Undertaker match, the only thing that will make this match perfect for me is if Sting comes out after the match.
Yeah. Yeah.
And points at him.
But nothing happens. He just points his bat at him in a menacing fashion, and then you don't hear about it again until next year.
Next year, yeah.
They didn't even mention it on Raw. It's just like, this happens, and then...
No, but I want Michael Cole to sell it, though. Oh, my... Yeah, you know, the whole oh, my God thing.
I don't even want that. I just want the music, the crow music.
Yeah.
And then him pointing it at him. And, you like...
Know, there's only one thing about that I'm worried about, though. The crowd might not know who Sting is.
I want the crowd to tell the story. No, I think this crowd will know who he is. I don't trust the people watching at home to know who Sting is, but I think
the
WrestleMania crowd is going to know who Sting is.
By the way, he is in the area, so just saying.
Just keep holding out hope, man.
Keep a watch out. He's there. He's in the area.
Keep holding out hope for Sting and Undertaker.
I could die. I could stop watching wrestling after that.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good point to just stop. When you're two generations, do it. Not even two generations, the same generation. Just like
it's the same generation, just two things, two icons.
Two different islands, kind of.
Yeah, it's just like, I'd stop. I think I genuinely would stop. There's many things that can make me stop, but that is one positive thing that can make me stop.
Yes, and then Undertaker can win, and then John Cena can break the streak the next year.
Then I'll kill people.
All right, so then you got Cena and Bray Wyatt. John Cena has been good in this, and as like a
protagonist. He hasn't been doing the comedy stuff, has he? Which is good.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things about it that's like, you know, he doesn't need to do, but he's just been a great protagonist though.
He's actually playing the babyface role as a babyface should be playing it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I mean, he is doing like on Monday it was a Go Home show, and he was doing like the peppy. Like, I'm going to kick your ass, but in a happy way. And I'm like, why are you doing that?
No, I thought he did that seriously. I want to kick your ass.
I didn't, I didn't feel like he was being very, it felt very insincere to me.
But how the hell did Renee Young get all these gigs? Anyway,
she's
everywhere.
She's all over the place, man. You watch NXT, it's the Renee Young show.
I know.
She's interviewing, and then she's doing color commentary, and then, you know, she's interviewing people on the ramp, and it's like, oh, calm down, lady.
Easy now. I know they have faith in you, but gee.
You need to ease up. And then she's hosting all the shows and things.
I know.
Come on, Renee.
What's the guy's name on SmackDown that you used to do with Michael Cole? What's his name? Not JBL, the other one.
Josh Matthews.
Yeah, he's probably thinking, what the hell have I done?
Yeah, it's like, why are they punishing me like this?
Yeah, what? She's getting all the cool jobs. I'm sitting there with Booker T. Anyway.
Yeah, so I had a point about John Cena, but I forgot it. Oh, the match with Luke Harper was awesome.
Yes, it was.
I wanted to bring that up because I don't think we've talked about that. That was
the
great.
The sheep mask?
Yeah, yeah. That whole thing was really good.
You know, when a crowd chant, this is awesome on Raw, then something's going down.
Indeed. But people are saying that Bray Wyatt needs to win. I don't think he needs to win.
I don't think he needs to at this point. But
yeah, I would be fine with Cena beating him. Because
what they did with the Shield kind of cemented him as a genuine star.
Yeah, and the fact that like he's actually getting into John Cena's head and like making him doubt himself in regard, like that's huge. And just the fact that he's at WrestleMania with John Cena. Yeah, that's enough to make fans go, okay, this guy, even if he loses, like this guy's a big deal. I should care about this person. And that's what you need. That's what this WrestleMania is for.
Yeah. This is the beginning of a new era. For WrestleMania.
Yeah, so tell the story right and have John Cena prove that he can do it. That's where the story should go.
Yes.
Yes, I just predicted that John Cena will win a match.
And should win a match for once.
Be shocked.
Hmm.
All right.
And
then you got the big one for me anyway.
This is going to be spectacular.
Trips and Brian.
This could be amazing. I reckon these two could tell a story here.
I reckon they can.
Huh?
I reckon they can.
Like, this could be the Kurt Angle Eddie Guerrero match from WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, yeah. They can really do something here. There's so many elements going here, and it's one of those things that wasn't even supposed to happen. And I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't supposed to be.
Or weren't we so stupid and blind that we didn't think of it this way? Was this their plan all along to piss us off so much?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's just a theory. I'm with you, but
I don't
think it's just a theory.
They're that idiotic to do it. I just think it's one of those things. It's very authentic in the sense that the pieces did fall together.
With CM Punk leaving
and them having to reshuffle the deck and Brian just continuing to be fiery hot.
And I don't care what anybody says. We haven't had a generic babyface run like this since Hardy in 2008.
Yeah.
It's that kind of bit.
No, dude, not even close. Not even close to what Hardy has done.
Quite.
This has been huge, and I mean, so many real life elements are coming into it for the fans who follow things more closely, and then just for casual fans, the story of this underdog trying to
beat the authority.
Yeah, trying to prove.
Think about it. Listen to this though. It's Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, first spot in the main event.
I mean, You wouldn't even thought that was possible 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge, man. It's huge. And they're going to work really hard together because they're in the biggest position that they could possibly be in. And
yes,
I think Triple H.
And it's not been a bad, it's been a great build. It's been a fantastic build.
It's been very good. It's been very old school. And kudos to them too, for having the bravery to keep him off the show for a week.
Yes.
That was big.
But you can do that when you've got Triple H cutting the promos. Triple H has been back into 2004-05 Triple H mode.
Yeah.
Evolution Triple H style.
It's been pretty good, man.
You know,
I can't complain about this.
It's been amazing. Did you enjoy Monday, though?
of the which part?
The end part.
Where Brian came in and killed him?
Yeah.
I think you had
I'm
to
not
do
sure.
Something.
It worried me a little bit.
Yeah, I hate that philosophy, though. I hate that mentality that, like, oh, the baby face was standing strong, so he's not going to win on Sunday. I think that's bullshit, man.
It is, but it does worry you a little bit.
No, it doesn't bother me anymore.
And then you have the added element of, when is Vince coming back?
I just stopped. I gave up on that element. If it happens, it's going to happen after WrestleMania. Cause it's just,
you think?
Yeah. Why would it happen on the pay-per-view?
Because if some kind of screw job does occur, Vince could come out and restart the match.
It could, but that's, again, you're doing the dusty finish, and I think Daniel Bryan needs to win, and he needs to win with no...
You think Triple H will put him up? Well, we always say Triple H doesn't, but when he needs to, he will put them over.
He's going to put Bryan over, dude. The whole allure of the main event is Daniel Bryan in the triple threat.
Hmm.
Because you put Batista in the... you put Triple H in the main event. What's that going to do for people?
Well, nothing. But, you know.
I think that's the whole idea here. I hope. I mean...
They tried the thing with Batista and the fans just didn't want it.
It's not working. It just isn't working.
And by the way, you know what? Let's talk about another thing. Randy Orton has been really good for me the last couple of weeks. I've really enjoyed his promos. He's... back to doing what he does best, is being a complete jerk.
I suppose. I haven't noticed anything special from him. He's just been doing promos that sound like they've been written for him, and there's not, I don't know. Whatever.
I think Batista's really enjoying being a heel, by the way, as well.
He seems like he's having a great time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Especially when his microphone doesn't work.
It reminded me of the CM Punk thing. Couple of years back.
I'm not even holding a microphone, you goofy bitch.
I wanted him to hit Triple H over the head with it. Remember CM Punk did that?
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. I bet Triple H regrets that now.
Mm.
I think Daniel Bryan beats Triple H, and then I think he goes into the main event, and he
and wins.
Pins one of them, and he wins. Probably should pin Orton, because that's the story that they've been telling since August.
Yeah, you think you should pin? I agree.
And then in that way, you could also set up stuff for the future. Do Orton.
Well, you got Extreme Rules coming up next month.
So. Yes, yeah, so you could like do them. Oh, God, you really want to do? It doesn't matter. It's on the network, so you could do a rematch with them, and then you can do like Brian.
Oh, you don't do a rematch with them.
It doesn't.
They are building to Triple H Batista. I don't know if you can see it, but I certainly can.
Yeah, but not for Extreme Rules.
Yes, for Extreme Rules.
No way.
What, you're going to think they're going to wait till SummerSlam?
Yes.
No, no. Triple H has done Extreme Rules for the last couple of years.
But why would they give that away? But you know what? I'm not even going to. Because last time I said that, they did Brock Lesnar and Triple H.
Lesnar versus Triple H, Extreme Rules.
I don't know, whatever.
In the cage, and that was it was a great match.
It was very good, but at the time I was like, why? All right, I guess. So, whatever. They can do it if they want.
Do you really care about Triple H versus Batista? Well then,
I want them to build to Bryan and Batista. I think that's a good story they could tell. It's a built-in thing that, you know, Batista came back
and stole Bryan's spot,
and he got hated by the fans irrationally, not because of his talent, but because he's not Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good story they could tell if Bryan becomes champion.
Or about these conspiracy theories that are springing up everywhere about Mr. Charles Montgomery.
Charles, yeah. They think Charlie Montgomery is going to come back and...
screw Bryan. That's one theory.
Why?
You know how these people are.
I just don't get it. Like, where's the lead into that? There's been zero hint toward that in any way. You want to do something? You want to go in and do something cold at WrestleMania?
Yeah, but can you imagine if the fancy CM Punk at WrestleMania? Can you imagine
screwing Daniel Bryan, who they've been invested in for the last 6 months?
Well, he wants to be a heel all the time.
I don't care if it's CM Punk, dude. You can't screw Daniel Bryan again. Again, this thing with Bryan, They screwed him once. That was, they're telling a good story.
No, they had to do that one.
Yeah, they're telling a good story. They screw Bryan twice. They're building to him winning the title. Then they go and screw him four more times. And now it's a miracle that this guy is over to the degree he is. It is a miracle that people still care about Daniel Bryan at all.
Well, Yes Movement aren't going to get what they want on Sunday.
You can't
gamble. We're all going to get what we want on Sunday.
Yeah, you can't gamble with the Daniel Bryan thing anymore. It's like one of those things that he's a proven thing, man. Just pull the trigger. That's it. That's it. Don't mess with it anymore. You've told your story. Now give us the ending and start a new one.
Yeah. Start again. This is a reset.
Yes. We'll see what the thing is. But yes, I fully expect Bryan to win. I don't expect to see Charles Montgomery. I just don't. Why?
If we're going to see him, we might see him at the iPod Center on Monday. Oh, not the iPod Center. That's the Extreme Rules. Sorry. Wherever they are.
Wherever they are on Monday. The New Orleans area.
Arena.
Place, yeah. Thing. But yeah, that's WrestleMania, y'all. It's we're very much out of time. But that's happening on Sunday. Again, whatever you watch this weekend, just remember it's the biggest weekend of the year for this thing.
Enjoy it. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, just sit back, man. Do what I'm going to do in a minute. Just order pizza and just be like, you know, I'm going to watch wrestling.
Vibe.
Just vibe to it, brother. And we'll be back on Monday at the ass crack of dawn.
Well, for you, for once in your life.
Oh, God. We're going to talk about the show and what we liked and what we didn't like.
We'll break it down.
We will break it apart. So that's it. Enjoy the weekend. This is your weekend to just be a fan. This is your Comic-Con, your pop culture extravaganza. So enjoy yourself. Tweet us at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp. Tweet the Oreo Monster, too, and let him know that you missed him on the show. At Monkey
Pusher. Yeah, let him know. I mean, he needs some love every now and again.
Yeah, yeah. At Monkey Pusher 69.
Make sure if you get any random replies from me or Des, just generally not us.
Yeah.
Twitter faces. Yeah.
We're currently at a standstill against Twitter face.
He's an awful man. Yeah. By the way, have you ever seen Twitter face and the old racist white guys in the same room?
I haven't, no. I'm still trying to, look into that a little bit.
And the nerds.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We're going to have to look into this. Twitterface will be on the show on Saturday.
You and him are going to, they're going to talk, you're going to hug it out?
We're going to talk it out. I don't know if we're going to hug it out, man. I don't even know if Twitterface has a body. Like, can we really? He's like a disembodied creature, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, he's a little bit disturbed, bless his heart.
He's everywhere.
He is. He really is everywhere.
He's an omnipotent troll. We're on iTunes too, y'all. ThingsDesSays.net, whatever else. Just search Des Delgadillo.
Facebook.
Whatever. You can search that. We're on Facebook.
But don't even look at the Facebook because we don't care about it. Yeah. It's for old people.
Facebook.com/ThingsDesSays if you want. We just have.
If you're that old school and don't use Twitter.
That's where you can find
Friend us on MySpace.
Yeah, add me on Zanga.
Yeah, if you add us on MySpace, can you put us in your top 8, please? Thanks.
Yeah. And leave us a review on iTunes if you get up there and just let people know that you have a good time listening to us and maybe other people will too. So that's it. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday morning for the lowdown on what happened at WrestleMania. And if you're not done with that, well, Faraz's got two words for you.
Piss off.